Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Sasa okubalaba leero. Leero lwe lunaku Mukama lwakoze.
Today is the day the Lord has made.
Tujja kusanyuka era tulujagulize.
Be happy in it.
Hallelujah. Twebaza Mukama. Olwa Joshua oyo.
For Joshua.
Okumuyamba amaaso. Era twongera okusaba Mukama yongere okuwonyeza
ddala. We continue to pray to God to heal you totally.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Mukama muwonya.
God is a healer.
Era asobolera ddala okutuwonya.
And is capable of healing us.
Twebaza Mukama n'olwa peace.
We also thank God for peace.
N'olwa essaala gye tusabye.
And for the prayer we've just made.
Tukiriza Mukama nti amuwonyeza.
We believe God has healed her.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
We want to thank God very much for the worship team.
Twagala okwebaza choir olwo okusinza.
Thank you so much for leading us into the presence of God. We have been greatly blessed.
I
want to thank God very much for people that have visited us today. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you go back to your church, take our greetings to them. But if you are looking for a church to belong to, you are welcome to Namugongo Pentecostal Church.
Church.
Praise the Lord. We believe that in this place,
you
will grow. Will be fed on the word of God. And that through the word of God, you will receive a truth encounter. And the truth will set you free and bring healing to your life. Praise the Lord. How many of you in this place are fathers? Praise the Lord. How many want to be fathers? Praise our Lord. Praise the Lord. And mothers, where are the mothers?
Mama, mothers in this place.
Wow, the mothers are more than the fathers.
Mama, basinga koko batata obungi.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
And those that want to be mothers.
Atimu abagala okubera bamama. Wani agadde okubera bamama.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will make you happy.
Katonda jja kusanyusa.
He will provide what you desire. The Bible says that he gives us the desires of our hearts. Indeed, he does. Praise Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Well, we talked about fathers. And we had a wonderful time looking at fathers in ourselves. But today, because of time, we will not go through what we went through last week. We just want to go on still with the philosophy of Paul's.
Paulo,
on Christ and on the Christian life. As we look at the writings of Paul in the Bible. Praise the Lord.
And
I would like to talk about freedom today. Freedom.
Eddembe.
What is freedom?
Eddembe chichi.
I would like to hear from you today. Before I go on and share, I would like to hear from the congregation, what is freedom
according to you? Eddembe chichi.
I'm giving you some time to think about it so that I can come
and share with us.
Then you can share with us what do you think freedom is? Because we are going to look at Paul's philosophy on freedom. What is freedom? Yes, Emmanuel.
alowooza nti eddembe kwe kubeera ng'osobola okuyimirira n'oyogera nga tuyina n'omu akulemesa oba kintu nakimu ekikulemesa okwogera.
Praise the Lord, that's very interesting. Yes, Nelly.
Nelson. Eddembe ye mbeera gy'obeeramu nga tosibiddwa oba nga tewali wakufuga tewali wakulemesa okubaako ky'okola nga ggwe ky'oyagala.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Put the things in your mind.
Teke ebintu oyo mbirozo.
Joshua.
Ndowooza eddembe kwe busobozi okukola ekituufu.
Praise Jesus.
Kama ibazibwe.
Yes, Mr. Awe Francis.
Mrs. Awe.
Okay, Mrs. Awe.
Mrs. Awe. Ndowooza eddembe bwe busobozi okukola kyonna kye njagala nga tewaliwo kiremya.
Could it be also, yes, Jonah? To do anything that you want to do without being restricted.
So
Galatians chapter 5. I'm giving this scripture because I'm picking up from where we have been. The things that we have shared. So please don't forget them. And Galatians, in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, Paul writes to the Galatians and tells them it was for freedom that Christ has set you free. Praise the Lord. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
Nkale munywere mulemenga okusimbibwa nate okusibibwa nate mu kikoligo ky'obuddu.
It was for freedom that Christ has set you free.
Muddembe Kristo yabafula abeddembe.
If we apply the things that we have said today,
bwe tuteeka mu nkola ebyo bye tuwogedde olwaleero,
can we say that freedom then, somebody said, is the right, it's the ability, it's the right,
the edembe,
yes. What you feel like doing. Is the scripture here then telling us that Christ has given us the freedom to do whatever we want to do?
Or
is the scripture telling us that Christ has given us the freedom to do what God wants to do? If we find that we want to do something that God does not want us to do, are we free? Praise the Lord. Are we free? Even if we are not free to do what we want to do. Praise the Lord. Because I may want to have a second wife. But God may say no. Am I free?
Akati, awondi mbera wa dembe.
Some people are saying,
I don't know.
So freedom according to Paul, we will say. What freedom is all about. But freedom is not just the ability to do whatever we want to do. It is much better than that. It sets us free. Freedom sets us free to say no to sin. Freedom sets us free from the power of sin. It does not set us into the power to do whatever we want to do.
So Galatians
says this is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
So Bagalatia gamba anti mudembe Kristo yatufula badembe.
Then it tells us because he has set us free, we ought to stand firm. Praise the Lord. So that we don't let ourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery to the law. Praise the Lord. But it also could be the yoke of slavery to sin. So these are the scriptures that will support our study today. Over the time I've been in the habit of reading them to you, so I will read them so that you can read them.
Kabanga kaisenze nga masomera byengendo okusoma ne kakati ngenda chikola.
We have John chapter 8 and verse 34 to 36.
Yokana satu munana okuva kwa satu munya mpaka satu mukaka.
John 8 34 to 36.
Yokana munana kuva kwa satu munya mpaka satu mukaka.
Romans 6
abalumi mukaga
6 to 7.
Kuva kumukaga mpaka kumusanvu.
You could also abbreviate. Still, we are under Romans 4:17 to 18, same verse.
Na fetu chaliera mbarumi.
Same chapter, chapter 6.
Mbarumi esula ya mukaga.
17 to 18.
Kuva ku 17 paka 18.
And also verse 22.
Neo no lunyirirwa abiri mu 2.
Romans 8.
Abarumi 8.
1 and 2, and also verse 15. Hebrews 2, 14 to 15. Acts 15, we said Hebrews 2, 14 to 15. Acts 15, 10 to 11. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. I will share more as we go on. So Paul taught that Christian freedom is not permission to sin. Because sometimes when people talk about freedom, we have those people that think then we are telling people that they ought to sin. But actually what Paul was teaching is freedom is not permission to sin. But it's a liberation from bondage. So that we may live for God. Freedom means we have been liberated from bondage so that we may live for God. In love. In holiness, in truth, and in service. So freedom is within the boundaries of holiness. is within the boundaries of love, within the boundaries of truth, and within the boundaries of serving God and serving others. That's the kind of freedom that we are talking about, even the one that Paul teaches about. So Christ set us not that we may become self-ruled. He set us free not that we may become self-ruled, but to become God-ruled, Spirit-led, and driven by love. That is freedom. Praise the Lord. Everybody wants to be free. I also want to be free. We desire political freedom, and I hear people talking about it a lot these days. We desire financial freedom, so we look for jobs. We do every kind of thing in order that we may be financially free. We desire emotional freedom, so that your emotions are not driven by any other thing but by yourself and by God. But the Bible asks a deeper question. If we want freedom, maybe we should do this exercise now. You tell your neighbor, I'm going to ask a question and you are going to answer. But give the answer to your neighbor
or to your neighbors.
Praise the Lord. We desire freedom today. But freedom from, freedom from what? Tell your neighbor. We desire freedom from what? James, you are going to tell me.
James, Pastor, you are going
to tell me. James. I think Pastor. Bana, you are going to tell me.
Tell your neighbor, you want freedom, but freedom from what?
Okay, so we have answered the question, freedom from what? Now the next question is freedom for what? Freedom for what? You desire freedom, but for what? Praise the Lord. Freedom for what? As we had some of our definitions of freedom, some people believe that freedom is for doing whatever we want to do. But the Bible gives us a wiser view. Freedom under God. Freedom under God.
Edembe mukatonda.
Is not for us to do whatever we want.
Siria kutusobe zafe kula bulichituagala.
It's not a life without authority.
Si bulamu awatali kufugibwa.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibaziwe.
Freedom is not a life without authority, but true freedom in life.
Na yedembe lya dala. Mubulamu.
Is being under the right authority.
Kwe kubera wansi wo kufugibwa okutufu.
In the world today,
munsi olwalero.
People are talking about freedom.
Abantu bogera nyo ku dembe.
And in certain communities,
era mu bantu ngabo.
People will tell you they are free, they don't want you to talk about the things that they are doing.
Bakugamba nti ba dembe, neti bagenda kubulira biki bibakola.
Some people don't want people to talk about homosexuality.
Abamu tebagala abalabogere ku busiyaz.
They will tell you, leave us with our freedom. Other people don't want you to criticize Islam. Even the things that you see are not godly things. Like the mistreatment of women. Jihad. Jihad mu Luganda wachita watasa.
Jihadi.
Killing people for religious reasons.
Enkole yokutta abantu abalalanga olw'okuba siba ddiini ya Busiraamu.
And when you talk about it, you are not politically correct.
Era bw'oyogera ku bintu ebiringa ebyo oba toli mulambulukufu.
And they will tell you that you should leave people. Have and exercise their freedom.
Era bakugamba nti leka abantu balekere dembe lyabwe era balikozese nga bwe basiimye.
Some people in their marriages are not submitting when they don't submit to each other.
Abantu amu mu bufumbo bwabwe nga tebagonderangana.
You should not talk about it.
Totekeddwa kukyogerako.
Because people have got a freedom to do whatever they
want.
Abantu
balina eddembe okukola nga bwe basiimye era bwe tebalowooza.
But freedom
na ye edembe
is not a life without authority.
Sibulamu awatali kufugibwa.
Even in marriage there is authority.
Ne mufumbo bwenyini mulimu okufugibwa.
In government there is authority.
Mu mawanga gafuga mulimu okufugibwa.
In communities there is authority.
Mu bifo byetu byetuwangaliramu mulimu okufugibwa.
There is the red
wali abakulemberwa
and the leader.
Na kulembera.
There is right.
Waliyo kitufu.
And there is wrong.
Era waliyo n'ekikyamu.
Freedom.
Edembe.
True freedom.
Edembe lya namaddala.
Is life under the right authority.
Bulamu wansi w'obukulembeze
obutuufu. So if we place ourselves under the authority of the word of God.
Era n'olwekyo tuteeka wansi w'obukulembeze bw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
We obey it and find there are some things we are not supposed to do according to the word of God.
Ne tukigondera tuwesanga nga mulimu ebintu ebitateekeddwa kukola olw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
We are free.
Awo nno tubeera baddembe.
That freedom gives us the strength.
Eddembe lyo lituwa obusobozi n'amaanyi.
To say no to sin.
Okugaana ekibi.
To say no to lawlessness.
Okugaana okutaba okubeerawo nga tolina mateeka.
And live for God.
N'okubeerawo ku lwa Katonda.
So when we talk about freedom, it's not a license to sin.
N'olwekyo tokera ku buddembe si baluwa.
But freedom is ability given us to God.
Naye dembe busobozi Katonda
bwatuwa. To be free from sin.
Okudduka kuva ku kibi.
And godlessness.
N'okudda eri Katonda.
A fish is not free outside of water. Is it? And so a human being is not free outside of the will of God. Because in God we live and move and have our being. Outside of him, though we may do whatever we want to do, we are still not free. We are not free if we don't have the life of God. And we don't live under the authority of God. So sin may call itself freedom. That is the sin for you that comes when you do whatever you want to do. We may feel that we are free, but it actually becomes slavery to sin. So Jesus in John chapter 8 and verse 36 says, John 8:36 says, when Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. That is freedom. Then Paul says, in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, that the believer has been set free. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then in that freedom. Praise the Lord. Stand firm in that freedom. Galatians also warns believers. In verse 13, the same chapter 5, says, you, my brothers and sisters, who are called to be free. Okay.
I'm going to change a little bit.
Since you are called to be free.
Since according to this English I had here gamanti mwaitibwa kubera
abende.
You know, for me, the Luganda I grew up in,
wali nsambia mulewe.
It is the Luganda that we spoke in around
wali
the city.
Buli.
It is a mixed up Luganda.
I would think
that God called us for peace.
Praise the Lord.
For
you are called for what? You brothers and sisters, you are called to be free.
Ubanga mwa Buganda mwaitibwa okubera abeddembe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
We are called so that we may be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Praise the Lord. So we were called to be free. In Paul's thinking and teaching is that because we are free, this should not let us indulge in sin in the flesh or in sin. Praise the Lord. So freedom, Christian freedom, is not a call for us to indulge the flesh, but to use that freedom to serve the people of God. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about biblical freedom, we must be balanced. We are free from bondage. We are free from bondage. But we are not free from God. Tell your neighbor. You are not free from God. You cannot just do like you want. You should not just do like you want to do. You have to do what God wants you to do. That is freedom. According to the scriptures we are reading here, We were called to be free, but not use our freedom to indulge the flesh. So we are free from bondage, but we are not free from God. We are free from condemnation, but we are not free to continue in sin. Praise the Lord. We are free from legalism, but we are not free to enter into lawlessness. I think that's what lawlessness is.
We just do as we wish, without anything restricting
so
us.
So we will say, Christ frees us from the slavery. Christ
from the
when we talk about freedom, according to Paul's teaching, Christ sets us free from the slavery of
Christo
sin. And it's not only Paul that talks about this. Let us go to John, chapter 8. John chapter 8, and verse 34. Jesus replied, John 8:34. Jesus replied, "Verily I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin."
Yesu naddamu nti, daladala mbagamba nti, buli muntu yenna akola ebibi, ye muddu w'ekibi.
Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever.
Omuddu tabeera mu nyumba mirembe na mirembe. Omwana abeera emirembe n'emirembe.
So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Kale omwana bwali bafuula abeddembe, muli babeddembe ddala.
So Jesus describes sin as slavery.
Kakati Yesu anyonyole ekibi nga obuwambe.
So you cannot continue in sin and then say you are free.
Tosola gena masongo yono natino ugambo liwa dembe.
That Christ has set you free. Actually, Christ in this very verse also says
Kristo mununyiri uno nyina agamba
that he is the very one who sets people free.
Ye mwene ya fula abalala bedembe.
It says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Agamba ncho ye na mwana gwa fulo weddembe abera waddembe ddala.
So by Christ saving us,
nolecho Kristo nga atulokola,
by him coming into our lives,
yo kujja kwe mulamu bwa fe,
he is not giving us freedom to do the very thing that makes us slaves.
Tatufudde baddembe okukola ebyo byonnyini ebitufuula abasibe.
But he is saving us from the power of that very thing so that we may be able to overcome it.
Wabula atufuula abeddembe okuva mu maanyi ago gennyini.
Romans chapter 6 and verse 6-7. Christ sets us free from the slavery of sin. That is the point that we are talking about. Romans 6 verse 6-7. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
Tumanyi nti omuntu waffe owedda yakomerera wamu naye, omubiri gw'ekibi gulyoke guzikirizibwe, tuleme kubeera nga nate abaddu b'ekibi. Kubanga afudde aba takyafugibwa kibi. Naye obanga twa
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Paul also teaches that the old self was crucified.
Paulo naye asomesa n'agamba nti omuntu w'edda yakomerebwa.
With Christ.
Wamu ne Kristo.
So that the body ruled by sin.
Awonno omubiri ogwali gufugibwa ekibi.
Might be done away with.
Ubenga kugenze.
Christ sets us free.
Kristo atufula beddembe.
From sin.
Okuva mu
kibi. So our freedom.
Noloche dembe lya fe.
Is our freedom.
Dembe.
From the power of sin,
kuva mu manyi g'ekibi,
so that we may live for God in
tusobola okubeera okulwa Katonda.
The holy Christian is free.
Omukristaayo omutuukirivu wa ddembe.
The Christian overcoming sin,
omukristaayo nga awangula ekibi,
awangula ekibi,
awangula ekibi.
Yo gwe tuyita omukristaayo waki?
Is the Christian we call free indeed.
Mukama yeebazibwe. But we tell Wachi.
That is the one.
Oh, wait, then. The one who knows Kuminom Savune Kuminomana.
There is also
verse.
In the same chapter, there is verse 17 and 18.
In my Bible, the English one, it says, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance."
Naye. Katonda yeebazibwe kubanga mwe abaali abaddu b'ekibi mwawulira n'omutima gwammwe gwonna ebyo ebiri mu njigiriza gye mwaweebwa.
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
Kale bwe mwaweebwa eddembe okuva mu kibi mwafuuka baddu b'obutuukirivu.
Praise the Lord. So when we talk about Christian freedom, we are talking about freedom from the slavery of sin. That is what Christ teaches. And that is what Paul teaches. Freedom is not freedom to do anything, but it is freedom from sin's dominion. Tell your neighbor, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are free.
You
are free from the dominion of sin.
That's the freedom that we have received. So before Christ, sin is not just something that people do.
Kati mumaso ga katonga Yesu, ekibi si kintu omuntu kyakola.
Sin becomes a master. And the sinner becomes a slave to sin. So the drunkard controlled by alcohol is not free.
See
what dembe.
He is not free. See what dembe.
The bitter person, even though he wants to drink and he can drink as he wants, but if he is controlled by alcohol, that person is not free.
Omutamivu wabayagala okunywa solo okunywa kyayagala kyonna naye bwabanga afugibwa omwenge ogwo oyo no si wa dembe.
His freedom to drink
dembe lyo okunywa
is not true freedom.
Si dembe lya ddala.
Because he's not free from alcohol.
Kubanga si wa dembe okuva ku mwenge.
The bitter person.
Omuntu omukaawu.
Controlled by revenge is not free.
We
have some bitter people in this place today. You want to revenge. You are waiting for the opportunity. He did this to me, I'm going to do even harsher. He did not greet me yesterday. I will not greet him the whole week. Is it happening between married couples?
You
wait,
you'll see me. I'm going to show you for free. The movie is just beginning. Keep your eyes on the screen. You will see. You will come to know. You are not free. You are not free at all, even though you call yourself free. You are in bondage
to revenge. Every person controlled by money is not free.
Omuntu omululunga afukibwa sente naye si waddembe.
You are not free.
Toli waddembe.
Because you are can sin.
Kubanga oyonona.
You are free.
Oli waddembe.
When sin no longer rules over you.
Ochibange chibi tichya kufuga.
You are free.
Oli waddembe.
When sin no longer rules over you.
Nge chibi tichya kufuga.
So we should not call bondage freedom.
No, look at it.
Bondage to sin freedom. We should not call bondage to sin freedom.
Oh, no, look at it. Twandi se okubira mbusibe muchibi netuite dembe.
Wherein we are doing whatever we want to do.
Moyo mwe yembera nga gokola bicho yagala.
Anything that controls me.
Chonna echimfuga.
Anything that corrupts me. Anything that separates me from God. And weakens my spirit. Is not freedom. It is slavery. So what are the things that control you? What are the things that corrupt you? Is it TikTok?
TikTok?
You
can't control it.
At least
you break up your
marriage.
If you saw me from using TikTok, I would be
divorced.
If that. There are women who say that if you deny me TikTok, I will divorce you.
Praise the Lord.
TikTok.
Abalabagamba bondobera simu.
Others say that if you deny me using my phone,
muritayarinze, mumude, mugenze kumula mumuli mubuliri.
You have gone out for vacation. You have just decided to rest or
somewhere. And the
woman is all over the phone. She can't let go of the phone and notifications all over the place.
Why? Please, put the phone aside.
We can chat. No. We can have a conversation.
Praise the Lord. Bichebikufuga.
What are those things that control you?
Ebimazewe minembe wakati wo na abantu.
That have taken away your peace between you and your children.
Minembe wakati wo ne Katonda wo.
That have taken away your peace between you and your God.
So you are dembe.
You are not free.
Tugambe tutya.
What did we say?
Christ atufula baddembe.
Sets us free.
Okuva mu busibe.
From the bondage of sin. That is true freedom.
Number two.
Secondly, Christ makes us free or sets us free
from condemnation
and fear.
He sets us free from condemnation and fear. If that happens, and there is no condemnation, and there is no fear, then we are free.
I want not to live at them.
We have free freedom. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Kale kakano, tebali iko musango abali mu Kristo Yesu.
He is the Lord. So sometimes some people, and please be very careful, sometimes some people, prophets, pastors, apostles, want you to walk in fear and condemnation so that they may control you. Praise the Lord. If I am a pastor that is feeling insecure and I want you to always be surrounded by people, I will make sure that I have how many services. God has told us, I will tell you, God has told us to have how many services a week.
Njabagamba, why? Katunda tugamba tubirene services meka mu wiki.
Sunday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday. Friday.
Olwokutano.
And Saturday.
N'olwomukaaga.
And you must be there.
Era muteka okubaawo.
If you are not there,
muze,
God has got a black book.
Katunda inishi chabo cha black.
Which writes the names of people that don't come to church every day. You are going to miss out on the blessings. I will not tell you about the freedom that you have. I will not tell you that God understands it when you cannot come to church for a and an avoidable circumstance. I'll even tell you, leave your work and come. If you want to be pleasing to God, they will fail to let you know that you are pleasing to God even before you come to church. Then I will bring condemnation to your heart. And fear to your heart. And be able to control you. Amen.
Amen.
Be able to control you. To give your time. Sometimes we don't give our time to God. We are giving it to the pastor. Sometimes we are not giving our money to God. We are giving it to the man of God. Because we fear condemnation.
How will God see this?
The
man of God stood on the pulpit and said,
Maleficent,
bring money. There's one who told me a story. I will not
talk.
That he went to church with his wife. And they stayed in the church. They were brought up in the church. They were brought forward in a very soft chairs like mine over there. And they sat in those chairs until the pastor came with some prophecy. This is what the Lord says.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The car that you drive, you should give it as a seed in church. And the wife told the man, let us give. And the husband told the wife, I have not felt that yet. Pastor became silent, waiting on them. And one Sunday passed. The second Sunday passed. And he waited and did not see the man getting what God was saying. I am not saying that it was God speaking.
But
the husband, the man wasn't hearing what God was saying. And so they came to church. The husband and wife. Spoon and sugar. And so they entered the church. They wanted to sit in the usual executive chairs. And they found an usher. And usher said, no. You, from now, you'll be sitting over there. Sit there where Pituwa is.
Praise the Lord.
You don't listen. You refuse to listen to what God said.
We can cause you to feel condemnation and fear in order to control you and use you and profit from you. But Christ has set us free so that there may be no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In fear. Praise the Lord. Whenever you go to a place and all you feel is condemnation, there is something you must fulfill in the flesh, something you must do, and it's not about receiving Christ and believing in Him and then begin putting some question marks. Please do understand this. This is what the Bible teaches. The Bible says, test every prophecy. Praise the Lord. Because this Uganda, we have to manze.
Test.
Gezesa. Tomalaga kiriza bulichokolachi.
Don't just take everything you hear.
Omuntu najja joli nakugamba nalose nakulose.
Someone comes to you and said, I dreamt about you.
Ibyo biroto byo.
This is your dream.
Katonda wabaya galanze.
If God wants me,
okwogera nange,
to speak to me,
ajja kola ki?
He will.
Ajja kulosa.
He will have me dream.
Ajja kwogera nange.
He will speak to me.
Mu butufu no mu Bible.
And indeed in the Bible.
Mu Bible.
In the Bible. You do research and see.
Temuli mu musajja wa Katonda na mukazi wa Katonda atambula naye.
There is no man of God or woman of God that walks with him.
Katonda kwe yawere kiroto nachiwo omuntu omulala.
That God gave a dream for another person.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Ndi Yosefu.
Ndi Joseph.
Bagenda kuzala Yesu.
They are going to give birth to Jesus.
Katonda kiroto yachiwadde neiba.
And the dream has been given to the neighbor.
Ekiroto yakiwani? Yakiwa Joseph mwene.
The dream was given to Joseph himself.
Ti Maria agenda kuzala Yesu.
Mary is going to beget Jesus.
Katonda atuma ewa neighbor malaika.
And God is sending an angel to our neighbor.
Amugambire Maria.
To help him speak to Mary.
Ki agenda kuzala omwana wa bulenzi.
And tell her you are going to beget a son. What did he do? He spoke directly to Mary. That is number one about the dreams in the
Bible.
Now in the dreams in the Bible, the people he spoke to, his people, they did not need any interpretation. They don't need any interpretation from any other person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you give him a dream, and you are his man, you are his woman, he will even interpret it for you to make sense of it. Those who do not have faith, only to them would he bring an interpreter. People like Pharaoh. Praise God.
Kati abantu bajja kuleetera okusalibwa omusango n'okutyanga bakuleetera ebiki? Ebirooto.
People bring condemnation to you and fear because they bring forward some dreams.
Bikwate mu nsi ey'omwoyo.
Now get these dreams in the world of spirit.
Obisule mu kasasiro.
And drop them in the trash.
Gezesa buli ki?
Test. Test the dreams.
Hallelujah. N'ebirooto.
And dreams.
Maybe the wars.
And thoughts.
What we have here, maybe the wars. If we are related to Kolachi, Okusali Womusango no Kutia.
Yeah, those who have thoughts in them that bring them condemnation and fear.
Munaba Dao.
I was there.
I was there, and the thought came to me. I think it is God speaking to me. Okay. But is that thought in line with the word of God? Does that thought agree with what God says about you? Katonda chicha ayogera ku bulamu bwo. Mu Bible.
In the Bible.
Katonda ayogera chi?
What does God say?
Ku bulamu bwo nga tunaba kutandika biroto na birowoozo.
Before you start jumping on dreams and thoughts.
N'okutya n'okukankana n'okujugumira.
And fear and such shaking and trembling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The foundation, the yardstick, the standards.
Omusingi ne kitulabirako.
njagala ebigambo bina the foundation, the yardstick, the standard.
Omusingi kyetulabirako ne standard.
He is the word of God.
Mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Every dream,
buli kirooto,
every thought,
buli kirowoozo,
every prophecy,
buli bunabbi.
But submit to what God says
in
His word.
Bukiriziganya necho Katonda kyayogera mu bigambo bye.
Some people begin with dreams
and
thoughts
and
prophecies,
and
then now they go to the word to twist it
to
support the things that they want to say.
And
so you live in condemnation and in fear. Praise the Lord. There is something that was posted on one of our groups. There was this pastor who was speaking. It's on one of our groups. Somebody posted, got it from TikTok, I think.
Then
he put it there. I listened to it yesterday.
Nachiwuliriza jjo.
Post number 1.
Akaposa akasose.
Post number 2.
Nakaposa akokubiri.
And this man was planting fear.
Era omuntu ono wadde ayogera kutya.
Yabadde plantinga.
Nga asiga okutya.
Asiga ensigo. Ezaki?
Zokutya planting fear.
And then biwiza nengama.
I didn't ask myself.
I don't see
how this one is related to the word of God.
The
man of God speaks really well.
I am the suit, necktie.
Dressed very smartly with a necktie and a suit.
When you look at the stage,
you really know this is a serious church. But what he says,
they are not seriously biblical.
And so I got them. And I trashed them. And I said, I shall not fear. I will not stop encouraging the people of God. Praise God. If they, as long as they are in Christ and they are filled, praise God, and they are in freedom from sin, I will continue telling them Christ loves you.
Because
for him, he wants to tell you that Christ is very annoyed.
He
is very angered, he is holding a stick. Waiting for you in the corner where you are going to bend it. And he will hit you on the head. Until you go.
Off.
Go to hell, I don't want this rubbish.
Praise the Lord. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We have not received a spirit of fear. Or slavery to fear. But a spirit of adoption. Christ has set us free from condemnation. And from what? From fear. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, if you went there. This is by Paul. Romans is by Paul. Romans 8:15.
Kubanga temwaweebwa nate omwoyo gwa buddu okutya naye mwaweebwa omwoyo w'okufuuka abaana gwe tukowola nti abba kitaffe
taata
taata
owattu taata bamekamanya oluganda
olwolwoebuddu
taata wattu taata Bugenda ke masaka obulire. Si kyekyo? Bagamba batya? Taata.
Taata.
Taata. Taata watu taata. Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazwe.
So,
olwekyo.
Christ has set us free from condemnation. That is the freedom that we are talking about. Freedom in Christ includes freedom from condemnation. From fear. And from such spiritual insecurity. The believer is no longer standing before Christ as a condemned criminal. In Christ he is received as a child. This does not mean that the believer does not feel sorry for sin. It means that guilt is no longer the final word. Christ does not only free us from sinful behavior. He set us free from sinful behavior. But he also frees us from fear-filled identity.
To live
mukutia
amidst fear.
Mukama yebazibwe. Umayindi abakristo abasinga babeerawo mukutia. Nibibakola bikulaga nti bali mushi.
Most Christians live in fear, and even what they do shows the same.
They'll
come here and sing, "I'm free in the house of the Lord." Praise God. But at the end of it all, whatever they do, they look, they are like these sorcerers.
Yeah.
They come to church because they are scared. They are in fear. Some of us came to church today. You came today because you are in fear and you are saying, "Ah, Christ may write me in the black book where he writes those who don't go to
church."
If the pastor does not see you in church, and whatever you have is going to be taken away. Go to church so that he can give you protection.
And
so you come to church. When we see you, you appear to be very free. And when you don't come, we say that last time that
this
come. If Jesus does not see me this week,
praise the Lord. So
let me go. And get God's protection. And we see as we are giving in church.
Bible
says that the generous giver. But for you, we see you giving in.
Each
time we ask you to give, you do. But you are giving in because you are in fear. Give in today. My house will collapse. They will collapse. I had reached somewhere. But if you don't give in tithe to God, the enemy will raise dust. Blood.
The caterpillars and the canker worms.
Yes,
maybe sign.
They will come and eat your money. Your pockets will have holes in them. And therefore, let me go and give. So that Jesus will not.
You are
like those men who spoke in the Bible that you will know you are not an easy man. You saw where you harvest where you never sowed. You reap.
Praise the Lord. Come on, you Jesus. Are operating. Christians operate in what?
In fear.
Not in love. Not in faith.
So si mukukiriza.
How many of you here are operating in fear? Bameka
kufa babeerawo nga tukolera mu kukiriza.
Nibwo bugenda okwebaka.
Even when you go to bed.
Okwogera ne Katonda oyogera naye webale.
You speak to God and say thank you.
Nini ebigambo byoyogera bisoko kugo okulopa.
But even the words you speak, you report you first.
Yes.
Jesus.
Ngenda kwebaka.
Now I'm going to sleep.
Nesi nga mfa.
But if I should die.
Kusaba. Kusaba.
Just forgive me my sins.
I should
have don't wake up from hell.
Praise the Lord.
Come away. The one who saved
you.
Did he save you in parts? Partially.
Tata.
Father. If we planned for you, prepared for you.
Let us go back to what is happening in the world. Enaku zino mpulira nga abantu bagamba, ha! Oyo planned kid.
And nowadays I hear people say, ah, this one here is a planned kid.
May I see people that are planned here?
Bameka kufabali wanonga, mwemuli wa planned kids.
You are planned kid.
Nga guli planned kid.
Era gwola bikoli planned.
Indeed for you, you look like you're really planned.
Kisha imili ya wakulari.
Mugisha, stand up for recognition.
When Buzi already planned here, once, oh, you tell him planned. Yeah,
hey, that one there is planned.
Pray. Ne Emma now he muka. Wait. Don't know what he said.
Emma planned the kid.
Praise the Lord.
Come here, Buzi.
Atari planned. Ne na muga ba imuka.
Those who are not planned, I'm going to ask them to stand.
Aliwa wano. Arabikanga tali planned. Pituwa imukawa.
Pituwa stand up for recognition. Very not planned.
Oya ali planned yo.
Is this one really planned?
Kasta ya was ali planned.
But now he's married, so he's planned.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eh, obadde saka mubosa.
But I was just joking though.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazwe.
But if
na yet
is your father.
Uchibanga katonda itawo.
You are indeed planned.
Odaladala oli planned kid.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Eva's way.
You are planned.
You are all planned.
But you live in fear as if you are not what?
Na yo bina umu kutia, ngulinga tali planned.
The question I was asking is,
echibuzo cha madembuza,
if you are planned for,
ubanga dala uli planned.
Has your father planned heaven for you or hell?
Katonda wa akuteke teke de guru oba magongo geena.
Because I understand Jesus went back and he said something.
When he was going back,
he says, I am going back. It is good that I go. Because if I don't go, I will not prepare for you. But I am going to prepare for you a place. Where you will come and you will be with me. In my father's house, there are many mansions. I have gone to prepare for you a place. You are planned for.
And
yet when you
go to bed, you fear you may go to hell, but your father planned for you heaven.
Praise the Lord. Agamanti katona manyine enviri ezili kuchi.
He said that God even knows the hair that you have put in your head. He takes care of the
field
and also enables birds to fly in the air. Won't he do more, much more? Taking care of you.
Hallelujah.
So stop fearing. Stop condemning yourself. You overcome sin because he gave us freedom to go away from sin.
He
gave us freedom from sin.
Tambola.
Therefore walk in peace from fear and from condemnation. Praise God.
Tambola.
Walk
in
freedom from condemnation and fear.
Don't live as if Christ has forgiven you.
But God
akugana
has told you.
Don't live as if Christ has has set you free. He has forgiven you. But that God still rejects you. Most of us live as people that are being rejected by God. Hallelujah. We live as if we are rejected. Atete tukozesa olulimi lwaki? Olw'abalokole. Olulimi lw'abalokole luno oluusi ndowooza lwafojingibwa oba lwakolebwa.
And we normally use this Balokole language, and I think it has been formed.
Olulimi luno lwakolebwa.
This language was by people who did not understand the grace of God.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Bwe tuba tugenda okusaba tugamba tutya?
What do we say when we are going to pray?
We are going
to intercede.
We are going
to cry out to the Lord.
We are going to
plead.
From God.
We are going to cry out to the Lord.
There are
people who came to my office that needed help in some things. But those who cried out for me, I normally know something about them. They don't know who they are, what they
are.
And they think after they have cried out at me, that's when they will get help. And some Christians are like that. God will not help you unless you cry out to Him. You will have to cry out. To cry for Him.
Yes, God, no choose any doubles.
You even change your voice.
Yes, Mukama.
Lord,
Zasira,
have mercy on me.
Nzomubi,
me a sinner.
Zasira,
to have mercy.
Nkwati wechi, sir.
Be kind.
Oloza Mukabanga komomo.
And you are convinced that at that moment is when you are changing God's heart to have mercy upon you.
Who
you already had mercy upon you.
Who
He loved you long time ago. You have to choose how you're going to approach Him. After understanding the freedom that we got. Will you come to Him as a child? Or you're going to come to Him as a slave? You may come to Him and say, have mercy on me. Or you can come, but you had mercy on me. You can come to Him and say, have mercy on me, be kind. Or you can come and say, you gave me grace, you are gracious to me. And now I have come.
Hallelujah.
But because the language of Christians, it was forged by people who never knew they already had grace of God. When you come to Him, we act like we have not gotten the grace. We are looking for grace. When you come to Him, it's like we have not received any mercy. And therefore, we are seeking mercy. When you come to Him, like you have not been loved. It's like we have not declared the blessing upon us. So we are seeking a blessing.
But
the Bible says, those who have faith in Christ, Jesus, were saved in.
We are blessed together with Abraham, the man of faith.
Abraham,
so don't live under fear and condemnation. That is what Paul teaches. We have shared on two things. Only. I hope you will not forget them. And that you live in the freedom that Christ has provided. Freedom from sin. From condemnation and fear. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Speak to the Lord. In your own words. It was for freedom that Christ has set you free. So that you may no longer be a slave to sin, but a slave to righteousness. It was for freedom that Christ has set you free, so that you may no longer be under condemnation and fear, but that you may enjoy the freedom a child of God before Him. Father, we want to thank you. That you have set us free through Christ Jesus. We thank you for the freedom you give us to overcome sin. We thank you for the freedom that you give unto us from condemnation and fear. We pray that as we come before your throne, we may be able to come with boldness and faith, knowing that you have opened the door for us and that you love us. That as we come before you, O God, we may know that we are no longer under condemnation, but that you have declared us righteous through the precious blood of Jesus. Take a hold of our hearts and form us, and give us hearts of faith, and give us the freedom to receive your love without fear, O God. We thank you that you have saved us. We thank you that you have loved us. We thank you that you have planned for us plans to give us a future and what we hope for. We thank you just as in the words of the world today. We are planned. And you are the Father that has planned for us. We say yes for every plan, for every desire. Everything that you have planned and desired for us, may it come to pass. We say yes. We thank you that we are forgiven. We are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. That we are empowered to live a life that is pleasing to you. Thank you, Jesus. And blessed be your name. We also thank you for the giving of your people today. Receive what has been given, and may it be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. There is none like you. No one can touch a life like you. We could search for eternity long and find that there is nobody like you. At this point, if you want to ask for anything from the Lord, if you have a need, bring it to God. Tell it to Him and leave it with Him. Trust Him to hear your prayer today and to answer your request in the name of Jesus. So just ask Him what you need in Jesus' name. And if you need Christ as your Lord and Savior, you say to Him, "Become Jesus, become my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior today." And if you say that from the bottom of your heart, you'll become a child of God, and He will set you free that you may live in freedom. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. To sink and Yesu awali ebyetaago byaffe tugabirire Mukama.
And provide to us.
Our families are
provide us our family needs. For our children. For our lives. Father, we thank you for peace.
I know Mugongo Ogumuluma
has a back pain. We continue to thank you because you touched her and you have healed her. We pray for all other sick people in the
midst.
Let your healing hand touch them today, so they may be free, healed, and they can be free indeed from the pain and from the bondage. Father, whatever we need, need,
tubiteese mu mikono gyo.
We bless them in your hands.
Tumanyi nti wali kikulema gwe. Oli Katonda ow'ebyewuunyo. Oli Katonda ow'ebyamagero. Tewali kikulema Yesu.
Tukolere
mu bulamu bwaffe.
Okusinziira
ku maanyi go n'okwagala n'obulungi bwo, ayi Mukama, era n'ekisa kyo. Tukwebazizza nga tusaba bannaaye mukkirize Mukama olw'ebyo bye mwetaaga. Temubireka mu mitima gyammwe naye mubimubuulire olwaleero abe nekyakola mu bulamu
bwammwe
okusinga n'ebyetaago byammwe. Taata, tukwebazizza kuba oli Katonda omukulu, oli Katonda omunene, oli Katonda ow'amaanyi, akola eby'amaanyi era akola ebikulu, awulira essaala zaffe nga tukusabye era atwagala ennyo. Tukuwa ekitiibwa n'ettendo, tusabye mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo Mukama waffe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to say to you that you are blessed. Thank you so much for coming today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.